And here's another interesting weather fact.
Another? Great!
Changes in jet streams can affect the speed at which the Earth rotates on its axis. So bad weather can actually make the day longer.
Well, there must be a hell of a storm somewhere.
Joke if you must, but you're going to miss these moments. With Leonard home in a few days, this was your last time driving me to the grocery store.
You know, I will miss this.
I'll tell you what. If my apples are mealy, we'll hit the produce section for one last crazy blowout. Heck, you can even push the cart. Please don't take my looking forward to Leonard's return as criticism of the job you've been doing in his absence.
I won't.
That criticism will come later in your report card.
Yeah, I didn't stay for the detention. I'm not going to read the report card.
Hello?
Keep your voice down.
Oh, my gosh. Please. You were supposed to be here till Sunday.
We finished the experiment early, so I thought I'd come home and surprise you.
Oh, my gosh. Why are we whispering?
I didn't tell Sheldon so we could have a few days alone.
Oh, that is so romantic.
Sure, that's why I did it.
I just cannot believe you're here.
Penny, it's your lucky day. Three of the eggs are clearly not jumbo. Grab your keys.
Our whole universe was in a hot, dense state that nearly 14 billion years ago expansion started.
Wait.
The Earth began to cool. The autotrophs began to drool. Neanderthals developed tools. We built a wall.
We built the pyramids.
Math, science, history, unraveling the mystery that all started with a Big Bang.
Stuart, I was wondering if you could help me find something.
Happy to, unless it's hope or a reason to live.
Oh, you make me laugh, sad clown. Anywho, Leonard will be back in a couple days, and I need a welcome home gift for him. As he's been at sea, perhaps something with a nautical theme might be appropriate.
Okay, well, I don't know how much you want to spend, but I do have this pretty cool Aquaman statue.
Aquaman? This isn't a gag gift, Stuart.
Yeah, just as well. It's a pretty rare piece. I'd rather just sell it to a real collector.
I'm a real collector. How rare is it?
Oh, I shouldn't even have mentioned it. How about a Batman squirt gun?
Don't try and trick me into buying something I don't want. Now let's talk Aquaman.
Thinking putting Dr. Octopus's mind in Spider-Man's body.
Well, I've been quite enjoying that. It combines all the superhero fun of Spider-Man with all the body-switching shenanigans of Freaky Friday. Both versions, original and Lohan.
Both versions, original and Lohan? You're an idiot.
Hey, what's your problem?
I'm sorry, I've been kind of snippy lately. It's probably the stupid diet I'm on.
Why are you on a diet?
Put on a couple pounds. Buy these pants in the men's section.
Well, we've all seen your mom. That butterball turkey was bound to come home to roost.
$1,200, that's my final offer.
All right, Sheldon, you win. I'm sure Leonard is gonna love this.
Oh, right, a present for Leonard. You better throw in that squirt gun.
Yeah, I don't know. This squirt gun, it's pretty rare.
Ooh.
This is me doing the Titanic pose on the boat.
Oh.
Oh, that's me getting rescued after I fell in.
Oh. Oh, that's pizza.
Yep. Here's some money.
Thank you.
I'm gonna hit the head. That's what us salty sea dogs say when we have to go pee-pee.
$22.50?
Okay, here's the $25. Keep the change.
Seriously? I just walked up like four flights of stairs.
Oh, okay. Well, here's, 30-something cents, and, promise I won't call your boss and tell him you reek of marijuana.
Oh, Penny, I see you've ordered pizza. I have Chinese food.
That's nice.
Oh, that's a rather earthy cologne. My uncle used to wear that. Perhaps we can enjoy one last meal together before Leonard returns.
Yeah, thanks, but I kind of feel like eating alone tonight, so.
Are you sure? With your Italian pizza and my Chinese noodles, we could play Marco Polo. I mean, of course, a reenactment of a meal in the life of Marco Polo, the Venetian explorer, not Marco Polo, the terrifying water sport.
Yeah, it sounds fun, but no thanks. Have a good night.
What, now, do you have company?
No. You know what? The toilet's been doing that. I called the building manager, so.
No, I can take a look at it. I'm quite familiar with plumbing. You know, not to brag, but I spent most of fifth grade with my head in a toilet.
Yeah, no. You know what, Sheldon? It's okay. You don't have to go into the bathroom.
That's curious. If there's no one here, why are there two glasses of wine on the table?
Oh. Well, you know, I've got two hands and a bit of a drinking problem.
Of course. Ask a silly question. That's odd.
What?
There are takeout containers in the trash can.
So? That's my dinner from last night.
What's odd is they're in the trash can.
Look, honey, I promise there's no one here. I've had a long day. I just want to have a quiet dinner by myself.
Oh, very well. I'm no stranger to enjoying the pleasures of solitude. Oh!
What?
Have you gotten Leonard a welcome home gift yet?
No.
Oh, great. Do you want to go halvesies on a $200 squirt gun?
Hey, Annie.
Hey.
I made some brownies. You want one?
You're kidding, right? You know, I'm trying to lose weight. God, I thought we were partners in this marriage.
We are. Stop it. And for the last time, you're not fat.
Really? Tell that to the bathroom scale, because one of you is lying.
Fine. Forget I asked. How was dinner at your mom's?
Awful. I had a rubber ointment all over her again.
Why can't she do it?
Because we've got a deeply unhealthy relationship. Which reminds me, do you think you can get any samples of this from work? This is supposed to last her a month, but they didn't take into account the square footage of her back.
Let me see. How long have you been putting this on her?
I don't know. A few weeks. Why?
This is really strong estrogen cream. Please tell me you've been wearing gloves.
Like these swollen sausages could fit in gloves.
The estrogen's getting absorbed by your skin. That's why you've been all bloated and moody and a giant pain in the ass.
You're full of estrogen and you don't act like that.
That's because I'm a woman. I've had years of practice riding the dragon.
Fine, I'll wear gloves next time.
It's still gonna take a few weeks for the hormones to leave your system.
I feel so stupid and fat.
Hey, you still look great to me. In fact, why don't we go in the bedroom and I'll prove it to you.
Sex? Really? I mean, that's just your solution to everything.
Oh, and here's a fun thing. I worked it out so that there are two different words for spoon. Planko and Janko. Planko is a spoon with food. Janko is a spoon without food. Janko is spelled with a silent p-tang. Sheldon, you're not even listening to the rules of my made-up language.
Yes, I am.
Then what does tweepadoc mean?
Elephant?
Lucky guess.
I'm sorry. I'm just distracted by something that happened over at Penny's.
What happened?
I fear Penny is being unfaithful to Leonard.
What?
She claimed to be alone when there was obviously someone else in her apartment. I have no choice but to assume the worst, given Leonard's lengthy sea voyage and her famously ravenous nether regions.
I don't think Penny would cheat on Leonard.
Yeah. Oh, really? She and I once had a staring contest. She clapped really loud and made me blink. It's a small leap from there to sexual infidelity.
You're being ridiculous.
Amy, there were Chinese food containers in the trash can.
Poor Leonard. Do you hear anything?
I hear a woman's voice.
Is it Penny?
But no, it's you. All right, I hear whispering and giggling. Now I think I hear kissing.
Like you know what kissing sounds like.
There's kissing in Star Trek, smarty pants.
Let me listen. It sounds like Leonard.
Please. Why would Leonard come home early and waste his time kissing Penny when he could be hanging out with his best buddy? Yep, that's it. I'm catching her in the act.
No, Sheldon, don't.
Aha!
What the hell?
Leonard?
Sheldon, you cannot just barge in here like that.
Right. Penny! 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 Are you going to answer the door, or should I open it and say aha again?